So Tara is a divorced mom. She's also a teacher, and she's trying to get back into the dating scene, right?
Uh-huh.
So she jumps on TikTok, tells this story of this situation where her Tinder date joins her to get coffee. And, well, I'll let her describe.
So I get on Tinder. I match with a guy. He says, I want to see you today. And I said, well, I only have a 45-minute window before I have to go and pick up my children. We'll just meet for coffee. I'm like, okay, cool. And mind you, I was a teacher at the time, so I'm wearing professional clothing. So I'm there at the coffee shop. He enters, and he is wearing SpongeBob SquarePants flannel pants.
Okay. Okay. So he comes in.
He showed up to their date wearing SpongeBob flannel pajama pants?
Yep. And she continues.
And giant wolf slippers.
And oh, giant wow. slippers.
And I see three of my current students walk in and sit. The whole time I'm thinking, they know I'm on a date.
Oh, no.
When
no,
you
no.
see, first of all, it's crazy to see one of your teachers outside of school anyways.
I know, it's kind of jarring at first.
But to see a teacher on a Tinder date with a guy who is clearly disheveled, wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas and slippers at a coffee shop must be insane.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. I mean, I don't know a lot of guys that are going to walk out of the house where to go anywhere, even, well, maybe Walmart. But most guys are not wearing wolf slippers and pajama pants, especially on a date.
A first date. Yeah.
A first date. Who does that?
So
clearly that must have been a bet. That had to have been a bet. That couldn't have been real.
So Tara's experience is pretty funny. Susie texts us and says, we met up for a movie. Didn't have dinner. It was literally just a movie. One day he starts texting me, wanting me to move in with him.
Oh my gosh.
Have his babies. Said he already had names picked out after one day.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Skipped a few steps there, didn't we?
A little bit. I mean, flattering. Oh. Yes. But we all want to feel wanted and needed. But that's a little excessive.
Kelly, it's a good thing that that person didn't come around you earlier in your life.
I probably would have said yes.
You'd have been like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. Brett and Carl sounds great. Let's roll.
You know what sounds crazy? Will you marry me? Uh-huh. You know what sounds even crazier? Yes.
Yeah, right. Got a text from Erica. After a sort of an awkward date with the guy, he drove me to a cemetery late at night and showed me his dad's grave. Told me his dad died when he was 8, but he could tell that his dad would have really liked me.
Oh my gosh.
Then she goes like, dude, I barely even know you, LMAO.
No, yeah, seriously, yeah, that is a very sweet gesture once you have been in an established relationship for a long time, but not on a first date.
All right, hey, want to play a song here real quick, but then coming back, I have a message from Brad that I have to get to, and then there is a Tinder date turned, there's a wild twist at the end that we just got, all right? So I got to pass that along to you. Coming up here next on 997EJX. So talking crazy Tinder dates that you've been on, Dan, real quickly. He says, a girl once asked me to fight her ex-boyfriend shirtless for her entertainment. Sadly, he beat me up very badly. I ended up with a black eye and bruised ribs.
Oh,
the girl kissed me on the cheek. The bruised ribs and black eye healed up, but the kiss on the cheek lasted forever.
OMG.
Brad said, went on a date with this cute girl. We talked for about an hour and she felt more fascinated when I brought up my cats. She was very eager to meet them, so we proceeded to go to my place, spent a few hours just playing with my cats. She was about to leave, and before she put her shoes on to go, she said to me, oh, I forgot something, and went to grab my youngest kitten, picked him up, and wanted to walk out with him. I stopped her, asked her what she was doing. She replied, oh, I thought you'd let me adopt him. Like, like, girl, get out of here, LOL.
She's going to straight up just... She was going to catnap.
Right. She was going to steal his cat.
Steal a kitten.
Okay.
What is happening?
Crazy Tinder dates. All right. So wait for the end of this. Message in from a listener says she had just got out of the hospital and a snap blizzard hit, like snowstorm.
Oh, unexpected.
Yeah, so the bus had dropped her off, but no taxi or Uber dared drive out to get her, so she was stranded at a Waffle House.
Oh, no.
Follow me. So I took my Jeep Grand Cherokee the 100 miles in the snow to meet her for the first time and to save her.
Drove 100 miles for a first date?
Yep.
In a blizzard.
Yeah, Tinder date. I made it 90% of the way. Hit some black ice.
No.
Slid sideways into a power pole.
Oh, wow.
The guy that lived there pulled out his tractor trailer and pulled me off the pole.
Oh, no.
So I continued my journey as the knight in my shiny smashed armor. He continues. I made it to the Waffle House to pick her up. Her door doesn't open because it was smashed in.
Oh, my gosh.
So she climbs over from the other side, casually brushes aside the bits of broken glass from the shattered window.
Oh, my gosh.
We proceed to drive 25 minutes in the snow while freezing air is tossing her post-surgery hair around.
Her post-surgery hair.
We made casual conversation. We get to her house and I get out so she can climb back over my seat to get out. She thanks me and we literally part ways. 4 years later, we are happily married, going through IVS to have a daughter.
What?
Isn't that wild?
What? What?
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, a Tinder date turned rescue turned,
you know what?
Wedding.
That is a happy ending. I didn't know we needed.
I know.
But yes, that made it all worth it.
Yeah. So crazy Tinder dates there on 99.7 DJX.